Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be
That's Jonathan Edwards with his number four hit from 1971, Sunshine. A guy that was born in Minnesota and raised in Virginia and had a bluegrass background. He had some bluegrass bands along the way and then got into a little more pop music. Welcome into the BRC radio show brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get right back to the music here. We got the Grassroots going to get us started, then some early Charlie Rich, and then some early Rod Stewart. So let's go right now with the Grassroots, a song from 1969, The River is Wide.
The sky was clear.
Baby, don't you fight and say you belong now.
baby, wait for me. Wait for me. Wait for me.
I got loaded last night on a bottle of gin. And I had a fight with my best girlfriend. But when I'm drinking, I am nobody's friend. But please, baby, wait for me until they let me out again. I know the same thing has happened before. Every time it does, I hate it more and more. But when I'm drinking, I am nobody's friend. But please, baby, wait for me until they let me out again.
Spend the whole time.
Spend a whole lot of time.
Spend a whole lot of time
sitting and thinking.
Spend a whole lot of time
sitting and just thinking about you. If I didn't spend so much time sitting and drinking, we'd still have the love that we once knew. Oh, I won't promise the same thing won't happen again. But I can promise it'll be a long, long time till then. 'Cause when I'm drinking, but please, baby, wait for me until they let me out again. Please, baby, wait for me until they let me out again.
Come on, move it up, it's holy. If you wanna the thing with soul. Put your hand on your hip, honey, shake it like a crazy whip. Make your body move up and dip. Just shake, got to keep on pushing, baby. Shake a little louder, baby. Shake, you looking good, child. Shake. Shake it, both every evening got to shake it around. Got to do it, my shaking. You better shake it, cause you shake it on down, baby. But every evening got to do it, my shaking.
Rod Stewart, Shake, song he recorded in 1966. Of course, that's a Sam Cooke composition, and Sam had a hit with it in 1964, and this is one of Rod Stewart's early tries at recording, and it didn't chart anywhere, but good sound by Rod Stewart. Charlie Rich before that, 1962, Sitting and Thinking on the Phillips International label. That was a label that was owned by Sam Phillips. Of course, he started Sun Records, and then he added this label also, Phillips International. But real good song by Charlie Rich. And then the Grassroots before that, The River is Wide, 1969, number 31 on the pop charts. And this group, unless you really keep up with them, they were out there on the charts for 10 years. You know, a lot of groups, they might have two or three hits for about three or four years and they're gone. But this group hung around. I'm sure there were some personnel changes, but for 10 years, Grassroots had hits on the pop charts. All right, let's go. We got Marshall Tucker going to get us going next, then Bachman Turner Overdrive, and then Jeannie C. Riley. So let's do Marshall Tucker and a hit they had in 1980, It Takes Time.
Thank you. is a long way from Texas. Vegas is a long way from Abilene. I've spent lots of my time flying out to L.A. And if you've never been there, you don't know how lonesome big towns can be. Oh, what I'd give to be a country girl again, to be with my people, my man and my kids, to live in a house about a mile down the road from Mama. At sunset and see colors you can almost touch right overhead, to hear the gentle breeze of peace blowing in the treetops. No, out in the country there is no talk that God is dead. Oh, what I'd again, to be with my people, my man and my kids, to live in a house about a mile down the road from Mama. Oh Lord, what I'd give to be a country girl again.
Jeannie C. Riley, Country Girl, 1970, a song that went up to number 7 on the country western charts. It made the pop charts, but it bubbled under the 100. It only went up to 106. So, you know, with a title like that and a little more twangy sound to it, that the country style, it's not going to get a lot of pop airplay. But it did make it to 106, so it got a little some airplay somewhere on the pop stations. 1970. Before that, Bachman Turner Overdrive, Down to the Line, 1975, number 43 for that bunch. And then Marshall Tucker Band, 1980, number 79 hit for them, It Takes Time. All right, we got Emerson, Lake, and Palmer going to get us started, then Edward Bear, and then Jay and the Americans. So let's go right now with Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and From the Beginning.
It doesn't matter at all. One little
Jay and the Americans, Jay Black doing the lead singing there. Let's Lock the Door and Throw Away the Key, 1964, went to number 11 for that group that year. Jay Traynor had been the lead singer for a couple years, then he left and went solo, then Jay Black came in. So I don't know if they looked for a guy named Jay or if it just happened to be there, but two J's right there. But Jay and the Americans. Edward Baer before that, Last Song, 1972, number 3 hit for him that year. And then Emerson, Lake and Palmer, From the Beginning, 1972, number 39 on the pop charts for the bunch. All right, Mary Hopkin going to get us started, then The Outsiders, and then Bob Dylan. So right now, Mary Hopkin doing a Beatles song, Goodbye.
Everybody seems to think that they know you. Try to tell me what to do, but they can't, 'cause all I need is just a little bit. pleasure for me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
All right, Bob Dylan, Knocking on Heaven's Door, 1973, went up to number 12 on the pop charts. It's the Rolling Stone. It's in the Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. It made it to number 192 on their list. And, of course, Bob is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was inducted early on in 1988. And that song came from a movie called Pat Garrett and Billy Kidd, which had Bob Dylan as the star in that movie. The Outsiders before that, Little Bit of Lovin', 1967, number 117. Maybe not have heard that one too much. That one didn't chart very high at all, hardly made it. But good little sound by them. They had some good hits over the years. The Outsiders and Mary Hopkin, Goodbye, 1969, number 13 on the pop charts. A song that was credited to Lennon McCartney, but Paul McCartney was the one that really wrote it, and it was specifically for Mary Hopkin. And he, in fact, if you listen to the song there, that's him playing the guitar in the opening intro, and he played bass on the record, a bass guitar, and he also did a little bit of background vocals on it. So you can pick him up in the background doing some singing too. Mary Hopkin. It's also, she was one of the first artists that Apple, which was the Beatles label they got started, she was one of the first ones they signed. And this particular record was the first Apple release that had a full-fledged picture sleeve that came with it. So if you like to collect little memorabilia things, you might want to look for that picture sleeve and put it in your collection. Okay, we've got Poco coming up, and then Jose Feliciano, and then the McCoys. So go right now with a song by Poco, one that didn't chart, but a real good sound from 1969, My Kind of Love.
Choice of words just You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time for hesitation's through. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling, we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you.
Sorrow, the McCoys. You know, they're better known for Hang On Sloopy, but they also had a hit called Fever. And if you turn that 45 over, you'll find this song here, Sorrow, 1965. Fever went up to number 7 on the charts. This one didn't get any airplay. But I do like this song a lot. And of course, I flipped this record over quite a few times during the years. But it really came to my mind what a good song this was when I heard David Bowie do a version on an album he had called Pinups. And he did a real good version. His version was released in England as a single, and it did chart over there. It didn't do anything over here. But if you get a chance to listen to David Bowie's version of Sorrow, you ought to give that one a try. The Mercies, also from England, did a version of this song, too. And I think it got some airplay over there, but nothing over here. But good sound. In fact, if you listen where the song is written, it says, with your eye, long blonde hair and your eyes are blue. The Beatles used that line in one of their songs 4 years later on one of their Yellow Submarine songs. The name of the song was It's All Too Much. So if you pull that up and listen to it, you'll hear with your long blonde hair and your eyes are blue. Jose Feliciano, Light My Fire, 1968. Went up to number 3 on the pop charts for him that year. Went up to number 29 on the R&B charts. And he won a Grammy that year, 68, for pop male vocal. And, of course, that was the song done by the Doors about a year earlier. And they took their version, of course, all the way to number 1. So that song has really been out there, hadn't it? Poco before that, 1969, My Kind of Love. And, boy, they did some good stuff and had some real nice charted songs. But this was early, but didn't get any airplay. But you can hear that Poco sound. Okay, let's see. We got our double play of the day coming up. We're going to start out with Manfred Mann's Earth Band, and then we got 2 by Sugarloaf. We're going to start out with Manfred Mann doing For You, and then Sugarloaf with their 2 songs they had that charted. So here we go. Manfred Mann, Earth Band, For You.
Your blue walls get in the way of these facts, honey. Get your carpetbaggers off my back. Go give me time to cover my tracks. Here's your mirror and your ball and jacks, but they're not what I came for. Oh, I came for so much more, and I know you know that too. Fall to me now, while you've got the strength to speak. 'Cause they're waiting for you at Bellevue with their oxygen masks. But I could give it all to you now, if only you could ask. Don't call for your surgeon, even he says it's late. It's not your lungs this time, but your heart holds your fate. Don't give me my money back, don't want it anymore. It's not that nursery mouth I came back for. It's not the way it
you're stretched out on the floor. I've broken all your windows and I ran through all your doors. And who am I to ask you to fight my wars? And you should know that's true. You should know.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady. Green-eyed lady, windswept lady, rules the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
cat was cold. He said, don't call us, child, we'll call you. I said, you got my number? He said, yeah, I got when you walked in the door. Don't call us. Tape, you know, the band performs in the nude. He said, uh-uh, don't call us, child, we'll call you.
Did you ever have anybody say that to you? Don't call us, we'll call you. That is Sugarloaf. Jerry Corbetta doing the keyboards and vocals. By now, this was not their first hit, so this one was 1974, went up to number 9 for them. And by now, the group was called Sugarloaf / Jerry Corbetta. And on their early version, which I played before this one, Green Eyed Lady, a big hit for them in 1970, they were just known as Sugarloaf, and the song went to number 3. So, first off, Don't Call Us, We'll Call You, and then Green Eyed Lady, Sugarloaf, our double play of the day. Hope you enjoyed those two. Man for Man's Earth Band before that, For You, 1981, only made it to number 106. I remember that one getting a little airplay around here, but it didn't do a whole lot, not compared to some of the other things they did. But they did some good stuff over the years. Manfred Mann and then Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Okay, we got to get out of here in a minute. Let's try to squeeze in two more. We got Molly Hatchett going to do one for us. And then I'm going to play a little Demita Joe and do a little country sound that she did. Took a country song and made it into a more R&B sound. So took a George Jones song, in fact. Hope you're going to enjoy this one. I really do. But right now we got Molly Hatchett doing The Rambler.
Just to the miles go by so slowly. It seems that time stands still. I long for the day when I can settle down, but I guess I never will. Oh, the cities that pass by me, like the ships that sail.
whisper to her softly that our marriage was all wrong.
Window Up Above, Demita Jo, 1962. George Jones had that song 2 years early and took it to number two on the country charts. But Demita did an album. She did all kind of songs, a couple answer songs, and then she did an album called Sing a Country Song. And she did Tennessee Waltz on that LP, and that was released as a single, and you flipped it over and you got Window Up Above. And I think that's a real good version there. It's interesting, over the years, as you look up cover versions of songs, there's three country songs, this being one of them, that come to mind that were big hits, and then R&B singers took it also and recorded it. This one, Window Up Above, and Almost Persuaded by David Houston, big hit for him. Etta James did a version of that song, and of course Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man. Candy Staten did just a killer version of that song too. So, but they took some good country songs and did add a little R&B flavor to it. And she did a good job there. Demita Jo, 1962, and Molly Hatchett before that, The Rambler, 1981, went to number 91 on the pop charts. A group that calls Jacksonville, Florida home. So, they did a lot of good hits. Of course, Flirting with Disaster was a big hit for them too. All right, we got to go, and I want to thank you for listening to BRC Radio. We're brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to end with a Champs song. Now, you hear Champs, you think of Tequila, and it was a big hit for them. But about a year and a half later, they did a sequel to that called Too Much Tequila. And that's what I'm going to play today. It went up to number 30 on the pop charts for them. In, I believe it was 1961 or two, kind of right there at the end of 61. But Too Much Tequila and the Champs. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.